5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Western Union. Western Union. I had a fight with my baby. Ooh, how sorry I am. She won't talk to me no how. I'm gonna send a telegram. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. She won't open my letters. She won't answer the phone. When I'm ringing her doorbell, she says there ain't nobody home. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. Just 3 words and no more. She won't let you deliver. Slip it underneath her door. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me.
I guess you could say that's a fun song, right?
That's a very fun song.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Blues Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.L.
Yes, you are. You know, I asked if that was a fun song because that's sort of going to be our theme today.
Yes, fun, fun.
All those early to mid-60s songs, a lot of them were fun.
They were fun, yeah.
They were pleasant. They were colorful. And there's some nice, sweet ones, too, like Soldier Boy, which is coming up.
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
But the early 60s is the focus today, and it's all fun, kind of happy tunes. There's enough negativity out in that world today. We want people to come to Blue Suede Connection. No politics, no nasty news stories, no mean spirit. Just happy, love-filled fun and music.
There you go.
Does that work?
Style.
All right. Also on today's show, Elvis and the Hot Dog Stand. I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, and I got a little list. One of those groups, once again, puts together their favorite 60s songs.
Oh, okay.
Will we agree? Will we disagree? Well, let's wait and find out.
Ooh.
Now you got the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Three special songs from the year 1963. What makes them special? You're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what and where was Elvis Presley's favorite pizza? It's a food show today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds about right for us.
What kind of pizza did he like? Was he a mushroom and onion guy? Was he a ground beef Italian sausage guy? We're
going to
find out.
I think people are going to be kind of surprised at what kind of pizza he was into.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. But I'm looking forward to playing lots of great music. What do you think, baby?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak, a tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby, what roads all I've taken? To romance or heartbreaking? Won't you say which way you're gonna go? I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9, the clock is striking 13, I think I'm on my mind, you know it's getting I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Oh, how much I need you. How pity on this heart of mine. Well, if you need and want me to, I'll be your one and only till
Party. You made it to Blue Suede Connection. Cause the Goober says, hey.
Soldier boy, I feel blue. Don't you believe that she will be true? It's written in the blue that she was meant for.
That I can't climb. You find the mountain, child, and I'll
listen to those last three songs we just played.
Yes.
I Gotta Know. Mm-hmm. Nice harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a bop along kind of fun song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you get into Soldier Boy. Great soft vocals.
Yeah, nice vocals on that. Yeah.
And then you got a rocking pop tone like I Want You With Me.
Yeah, that's great.
It's hard to believe that that young man failed music class.
Right?
He failed music class in his high school.
Well, because he wasn't your average musician. That's the way I look at
it. But didn't some of that talent come out even in high school, I would think?
I don't know. You know, they didn't really like his idea of music back then. So I'm going to say that old-fashioned teacher probably went, you suck.
I guess, but it just amazes me that Elvis flunked music. I mean, the king of rock and roll. The king of music flunked music. Oh, man. What's this world coming to?
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh how bright it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss, ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Oh, she could kiss, oh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce, and I'm filled with desire.
It has changed some. The music itself has changed. It progressed quite a bit, I think.
It's better?
I think it's getting better all the time, you know, because the arrangements are getting better. They're adding more instruments, and, you know, it's getting better. But in 1956, when I first started out, I was hearing the same thing, that rock and roll is dead, is dying out. I'm not saying that it won't die out, because it may be dead tomorrow completely. I don't know. I wish I didn't.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair.
I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I am the kitchen, I am the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'd take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue.
One of the big ones. Yeah. Stuck on You from the early 60s period. That's what we're focusing on today.
Mm-hmm. Love that
here
one.
On Blue Suede Connection. Yeah, with it's like I said at the beginning of the show, his voice was in fine tune in these years, these early mm-hmm. years of the 60s.
Right.
And the music was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And most of this is not even movie music. Now, some of it will be, but a lot of it was just singles he put out.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's just well worth hearing on the radio, which is why
it,
isn't it?
Yes, you have to play these on the radio.
Yes. There's more to Elvis than Hound Dog and Burning Love.
Oh, exactly.
Actually, I shouldn't even say Hound Dog, because that doesn't get played at all anymore.
Yeah, I know,
It's strictly
Burning
like,
Love, Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto, Kentucky Rain, that's about it.
If I Can Dream's made it back because of all those things on YouTube that people all want to review it.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we're having a good time here on Blue Suede Connection. That's the whole purpose. There's a couple purposes to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is to get Elvis, keep Elvis on free radio where he should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And number two is to keep that image, keep that man, keep the music alive. And that's what we want to
do. Yeah, let people go to have a place to go to listen to his music for free. You know, and hear more than those four songs.
Right. Yeah. And there's lots of ways to find us and keep with us and what's going on with the Elvis world. Tell them about it.
Absolutely. So Facebook, we're very active over on Facebook. All you have to do is type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar. Also Instagram. YouTube is where we're trying to grow right now.
Yeah.
So if you love to hang out at YouTube, come over to our Blue Suede Connection channel there and hang out with us. We got some great videos.
Good stuff.
We're expanding every day. Lots of exciting new things coming in the new year. We'll have to talk about later. But phone number, if you want to call us, is 540-227-0514. You can text message a song request as well.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
What a great song, huh?
Oh, I love that song.
I guarantee you, you're never going to hear that song on any other station. And, of course, the great station that you're listening to right now is playing Blue Suede Connection.
Yes.
Other than that, on Sirius maybe you'll hear it. But nowhere else.
Yeah.
Nowhere else.
Elvis Radio on Sirius.
Yeah, that's
probably no other channel on Sirius. Yeah.
But that's why I said it, you know, when I mentioned Hound Dog, you're never going to hear that song anymore unless you're listening to Blue Suede Connection or on a rare independent oldie station in some small little town.
If the owner of the station or the person on the air knows Elvis enough to think to play that song.
Right. So it's vitally important if you're listening and you're enjoying Blue Suede Connection and you like what we're giving you, write to your radio station, call them, let them know you really appreciate them playing Blue Suede Connection.
Right.
So we can continue this thing, because if you don't do it, if you don't act up and help us out, we may be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, you never know, because it is turning over to the 80s.
Yes.
More and more stations are dropping this type of music.
Even the Beatles are getting phased out now.
Yes, yes.
They were hanging on for a little bit, but now even the Beatles are gone.
The 60s are starting to phase out next. So we're losing a lot of great music people.
Yeah, there you
because the stations can't make money from their advertisers.
Okay, enough about that. We ask you to do your part, and we know you will because you love us. And you love Elvis.
And we love you back.
There you go. Okay, baby, let's talk about something I like to talk about. Other than just Elvis, I like to talk about food.
Yeah.
If you can combine the two together, I'm going to be very happy.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about pizza.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, it's like, I love pizza.
I love it.
Tell them the kind of pizza we like, honey.
We like just good old, plain, well-done cheese
New York pizza.
New York style,
New York style. Thin crust.
That's a favorite.
You know, the kind you can kind of fold over if you need to. We do like it crispy, though. We prefer that the ends be crispy.
And I am an avid viewer of David Portnoy and his pizza reviews.
Yeah.
I don't miss a video.
Dan watches all those. And he's gotten to the point where, if you haven't seen this on YouTube, just go. It's called Pizza Review or something, right?
Yeah, just Portnoy type him in.
And if you watch it enough, Dan gets to where he almost can guess the number that Dave's going to do.
His first bite, I can tell by his reaction. Oh, that's going to be in the sevens.
That's going to be 7 point whatever, 8 point whatever. Yeah, so we love pizza, folks. So what kind of pizza did Elvis eat? Well, so this is kind of funny. But there's a pizza restaurant in Memphis called Coletta's.
Uh-huh.
Coletta's Italian restaurant. It's actually, I think, an Italian restaurant in general, but they're known for their pizza.
I want to go there.
And the funny thing is, it goes all the way back to like 1923.
Whoa, that's an old place.
By the way, yeah. It's on South Parkway. That's the location. It's still there. Fans from all over the world still go there to eat because Elvis loved it there. And they have a booth and a room there. Like, they call it the Elvis room. They've got like a cardboard cutout of Elvis in his gold lame suit watching over you while you're eating. But back in the day when Elvis was alive, he would send the guys up there to get the pizza.
Right.
Not just any kind of pizza. He would get the barbecue pork pizza.
Barbecued pork pizza.
Now,
okay,
Memphis has tried to mix this. Like, if you go to Marlowe's, they have barbecue spaghetti.
Right.
I'm Italian.
Right.
I cannot do that. My grandmother would roll over in her grave. I couldn't do it. I haven't even tried it. I can't even. And everybody loves it. People get it. So nothing against that. Nothing against Marlowe's.
Right.
I just can't do that. This I might be able to do. Pizza, I might be able to step out of my comfort zone. But Elvis really loved this barbecue pork pizza. So did the guys. So did Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
And even Priscilla and Lisa would go there when they were in town.
Okay.
And they've signed menus and they've done all kinds of things.
Nice.
But let me tell you how this started.
Okay.
Okay. So the gentleman that owned Coletta's, there's a Navy base there in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, it goes way back to 1923, and there was a Navy base. And the Navy guys were asking for pizza. Well, that wasn't something they really did in Memphis.
Right.
Like, he did, like, other things, but he wasn't really doing pizza. So he sent his son to Chicago, of all places.
Oh, my. Okay.
Which is deep dish pizza. Totally different kind of pizza. But to try to figure out, like, let's look at some pizzas, go to Chicago, check it out, and we'll see what kind of pizza we can make here. But it wasn't really it was a hit with the Navy guys, but not a very big hit for the locals.
Right.
So he decided to throw a little twist on it and started making the barbecue pizza, and the locals there in Memphis loved it.
Oh, really?
Elvis loved it. And so that's how Coletta's ended up making barbecue pizza.
And now they're known for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. I think Portnoy, if he went there and reviewed that, I think he'd probably...
No, it wouldn't, yeah. And I don't know that if I could do it, I'd give it a try.
Dave would give it all to Mrs. Peaches.
You have stated you would like to be a more serious actor. And do you plan to possibly go to some school or some dramatic school?
It wouldn't hurt me any to go to school, but I learn best by experience. I never was very good in schools of any kind. And it's going to take me a long time and a lot of experience.
But that is your ultimate ambition?
But as of the present time, it really is.
Kiss you goodnight. let me kiss you goodnight.
You'll be doing fewer records?
No, sir, it doesn't mean that, because I wouldn't want to give up singing. I'm only saying that I would like to become a good actor, you know.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. A fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm going to treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flame. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever
mom is Mrs. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you fever when we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short message.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know. For that kiss will open heaven's door, and we'll stay there forevermore. So kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know.
Kind of a little Latin feel, doesn't it? A
little bit, yeah.
I don't know what exactly that is.
It's nice. I like it.
It works anyway.
Kiss me quick, baby.
There you go. Hey, I'll just share a fun fact or two with you here. What do you think?
Okay, go for it.
All right. Elvis, at the time of his passing, owned 37 guns. The man liked his weaponry, didn't he?
He did, yep.
He liked collecting them. He didn't have electricity growing up. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Nobody did in 35 and 40. Yeah.
It's amazing, too. You know, I think that's part of the reason Elvis was so generous, you know, when he got older. Because he just, He was the poorest of poor.
Oh, yeah, he knew. Yeah, he knew what it was like to have nothing and how exciting it was to get something new. So he liked to give people things.
Look at the home he grew up in, the shotgun shack, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
You could shoot a gun through it, through the bedroom and out the kitchen.
No, you shoot a gun through the front door and it would go out the back door without hitting anything. That's what it was called.
It's amazing, though. And you got to be so happy for that little kid when he first started
being
successful.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, it's also rumored, we've talked about this in the past, that he was related to Abraham Lincoln.
I guess so.
But there's a second president, you know, they said he was related to. Do you know who that was?
No.
All right, I'll give you a hint. Let me see. Teeth.
George Washington?
No. Second hint, peanuts.
Oh, really?
Jimmy Carter.
No way.
Yeah, they're saying Elvis was somehow related to Jimmy Carter.
I'll believe that when I see it on the tree.
And we know he loved boxing, actually. He was actually on the Humes High School boxing team.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that. It's just a couple little silly fun facts I thought I would share about our man.
Okay.
I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a strip. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova. Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside.
If you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, yo, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Got to do just like I've always done, going by impulse and just what I feel on the spur of the moment. That's the only way I can operate. Naturally, I was 19 years old when I started out. So you get a little older, you learn a little more. You see things a little differently, and you see people a little differently, you know.
It's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been given. My kind of kiss, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Ain't gonna rush you, I'll let you meditate. The message is gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kiss, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Oh yeah. When you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kiss, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine.
The only thing worse than a good beating is missing Blue Suede Connection. If you miss Blue Suede Connection, forget about it. There ain't no way back.
Shake my head and walk away. Sometimes I think I won't stay. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away.
Believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Four-leaf clover, don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, and to hope, a to hope, a to mind. Don't want a silver dollar, a rabbit's foot on a string. A happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a to mine.
toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope, I do tonight.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Hour one was fantastic, great, lots of fun songs, good Yeehaw! Information, and party fun. Mm-hmm. Hour number two is going to be just as good, if not better.
I know it.
How's that make you feel, huh?
Makes me feel happy.
It's the 60s fun show today here on Blue Suede Connection, playing all those great songs that of the mid to early 60s. Just as happy songs, toe tappers. Smiley kind of songs.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just good songs, you know.
Can't go wrong.
And a couple of those pretty little love tunes that the TL and all the girly girls out there love.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I'm going to talk in a little bit about Elvis and hot dogs. Yes, Elvis and a hot
dog. This is a weird combination.
Place. Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask.
Elvis, best 60s song. Do you have a favorite Elvis 60s song out there? Well, if you do, maybe yours made the list. We'll find out.
Okay, we'll find out.
And we'll find out if we even agree with the list.
Never do, so.
We're going to hear a little bit from Jerry Reed after a while on a song he wrote and recorded with Elvis. And
his story. I know on which that one that one is.
Yeah, and TL's going to talk about three special songs from 1963. Why were they special and what songs were they? TL will be telling us all about that. But it is all about him.
That's right.
Never found a four-leaf clover to bring good luck to me. No rabbit's foot, no lucky star, no magic wishing tree. But I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you. Oh, oh yeah. Got no rainbow around my shoulder, no horseshoe on my door. But I got you to hold me tight, and who could ask for more? Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when?
When I found you.
When I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you.
I found you.
I always walk around with all my fingers crossed. I'm afraid the love I found just might get lost. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day. And then I'll know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you.
I found you.
Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky when I found you.
Anything to try to attract an older audience.
My type of music, they don't seem to appeal to the older people like they do the young people. But you'd be surprised at the older people who do like that type of music. And as far as making more of them like me, it's almost impossible to make everybody like you, you know. You can't please them all. Regardless, if I changed my style and started singing something that maybe would appeal to the older people, then I might lose something else. So, therefore, you just have to let time take care of itself.
Certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
saying you really, really, really love me. Do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious, cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
It ain't just a party, it's an Elvis celebration. It's Blue Suede Connection. Oh, yeah.
Don't do that, please stop it now. You know I can't take it, please stop it now. My head is spinning a spell on me now. My head is spinning going around and around. My head is spinning, going around and around. Your witchcraft, you got me, keep going down and down. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that overburning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, going around and around. My head is spinning, going around and around. Oh, your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. To try not to cry. She might come back one day, by and by. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Well, my head is spinning.
You know, Elvis didn't collaborate with a whole lot of other artists in the business.
Correct.
Of course, mm-hmm. he did some duets with like Ann Margaret and mm-hmm. Shelley and you know, mm-hmm. Girl Happy and things like that. But he did love good musicians and he loved good songs and he heard Guitar Man by Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
And wanted to record it. And from there, we'll let the man, Jerry Reed, tell the rest of the story.
Driving down Ventura Freeway, he heard Guitar Man off my album. And he fell in love with it. He wanted to record it. So he came to Nashville. And his producer was an old friend of mine, Felton Jarvis. And they were trying to get it recorded. And Elvis said, this this ain't right. I want this to sound like Reed's record. And it don't sound like, and Felton told him, he said, well, now listen, if you want to sound like Reed's record, this record's all about that guitar. And these guys here ain't got a clue because he's a finger picker, you know. And they play with a straight pick and they don't know what he's doing. And if you want to sound like that, you're going to have to get him in here to play. Well, I was on the Cumberland River carp fishing. That's what Felton says, we're down here cutting your song, Guitar Man with Elvis, and it ain't coming off. We want you to come down here and play guitar on it. I said, well, it'll take me a while to get there. I was there in about 12 and a half minutes. So I walk in there. Well, I hadn't shaved in about 3 or 4 days, and I smelt like a carp fest. I don't remember what I was wearing, but it wasn't a pretty sight either. But I took that gut string and I tuned that E string down and I tuned my B string up. And as soon as I hit that intro, boy, his face lit up and here we went, son. And I never told anybody this, but he cut it a lot faster than I did. I think he got so excited and I got so excited we made it a hoe down.
Quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming. So I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Called the swinging of the guitar, man. Show them, son. Ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock. Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation. Dancing in the fields down to each dock. They do the plantation rock. The swaying trees keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them.
Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock.
Just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation started rocking on
each street and block.
And we'll do the plantation rock. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock. The plantation rock.
So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them.
Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock.
Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block.
And they do the plantation rock. They do the plantation rock. Plantation rock. They do the plantation rock. They do the plantation rock.
All right, TL. Audiofix.com say these are the 12 best songs from the 60s.
I disagree.
Number 12, Marie's the Name from 1961.
Okay, not bad.
Pocket Full of Rainbows, 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Stuck on You on that list. The Lady Loves Me comes in at number 9.
Okay.
In the Ghetto comes in at number 8.
Mm-hmm.
We played this one earlier. I Got Lucky. That's number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, I'm Coming Home.
Oh, good one.
Number 5, Return to Sender. Number 4, We Got Some Gospel Happening, How Great Thou Art.
Okay.
Number 3, You Knew This Was Going to Make It, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah, it always makes top 5.
Number 2, I'm surprised they didn't put as number 1 because most lists would, Suspicious Minds.
Ah, okay.
They say the best 60 song is Memories from the 68 special.
Really? Huh.
Where's This Now or Never? Where's Are You Lonesome Tonight? Where's Good Luck Charm? Where's
we never
Surrender?
Agree.
Where's...
I will say that it's a little better list than I thought it would be.
Yeah, yeah, but they missed like Fame and Fortune.
Oh, yeah, they missed
Fame and
Fortune.
How could not be on there? Reconsider Baby, one of the best blues songs of
the
60s.
That's true, yeah. They don't know. They probably never heard it.
If you and I made a list, I'm sure somebody would disagree with that too, I guess.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, operator, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Thank you.
about his city, the place he called home, Memphis, Tennessee, here on Blue Suede Connection.
Great song.
Rolling through these great 60s tunes, songs that we think are kind of upbeat, happy, fun, easy on the ears, make you feel good kind of songs.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to get across here on Blue Suede Connection today. And a good story will always do that, and something positive about Elvis. So it's TL's turn to turn the mic on and do just that.
All right, so we're going to talk about three rock and roll songs from 1963 that this particular group believes that's better now than it was then. Sound is even better today, per
All
se.
Right, okay.
This comes from songwriters.com. Mm. So, you know, in the 60s, we didn't know anything about hard rock, metal, punk, all that kind of stuff. I mean, but there's a lot of really good songs from the 60s. The early rock music.
Pre-Beatles, probably.
Pre-Beatles, yeah. That, if you play them today, they still hold up. And they not only hold up, but just the music itself is still really good.
Nice.
So there's three songs here they want to talk about.
Okay.
The first one is the Duran Duran by the Crystals.
Duran Duran. Okay, yeah. I like that.
That dropped in April of 1963, and it was a fast hit for the band.
Right.
Did you know that it was co-written by famed Phil Spector?
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
The song was composed in only 2 days, which is pretty impressive. It hit number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts when it was released, and still today.
Yeah, my heart stood still. I do run.
Okay, there you go. Even when you hear it today,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, this song is very interesting because this is actually an Elvis song. But they're calling it a Roy Orbison. So Mean Woman Blues by Roy Orbison.
Right. Elvis did cover it, too, yeah.
Elvis did it as well, and it was originally a hit for him from the early Loving You soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Roy debuted his version in 1963 with a unique improvement on the original. Now, I'm not sure what they consider that to be unique from an Elvis fan perspective.
Right.
I'm not sure about that. But it did hit number 5 on the Hot 100 charts.
And you can't knock Roy. He was a fantastic, amazing artist.
Yeah,
right?
And the A side, that was actually the B side.
Oh.
The A side was actually Blue Bayou.
Oh, wow. That was a big one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that one.
So I'm actually probably a bigger fan of Blue Bayou, but
yeah,
that's
me
because
too.
I'm... Now, this is the Elvis version.
All
the
right.
Number 3 song that they claim is better today than even when it aired is Devil in Disguise.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. So what would a list, they say, of rock and roll songs from 1963 be without mentioning at least one Elvis Presley tune? Yeah, it wouldn't be a list. So they're going to The Devil in Disguise, released in June of 1963. Naturally, the track made it all the way to number 3 on the Hot 100. This song also marks Presley's last top 10 single on the R&B charts.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I kind of question, like, Suspicious Minds didn't hit that?
I don't know if it was R&B, it was pop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, so Devil in Disguise is our guy's hit.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
We'll be right back.
you are. Devil in the sky. Oh, yes, you are.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So when I dropped it in the mailbox, I sent a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
A dimple on her cheek, but her mouth's in her mouth when she opens it to speak. Show me a girl who is acting so refined, and I'll show you a girl with one thing on her mind. So I say, you know what? She said, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. Well, you've got what it takes, and it takes what you've got, but I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I won't leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She said, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. You know what? She says, what? I say, what? Thanks a lot. But I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I'll leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind.
Now, I'm going to give the phone number. Actually, TL's going to give it here in a minute. But before she does that, I want to give you time to grab your pencil or pen and your piece of paper so you can write it down. Because coming up in the near future, you know, we had a lot of success with our last listener request show.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
We had a lot of fun, and a lot of you called, and we really appreciate that. So we're going to do one again real soon, but we need to get an accumulation of voices calling us, telling us, my name is Sarah. I'm from Toronto.
and my favorite Elvis song is, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, with that being said, baby, what is the phone number?
540-227-0514.
There you go. That easy.
Girl next door on the organ, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. Girl next door on the organ, she knew it wasn't right. She came home at past 10, late every night. Oh, girl next door on the organ, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. She didn't know love was so grand. She never took love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. Girl next door in the walk-in, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. Girl next door in the walk-in, knew it wasn't right. She came home half past ten.
When the sun goes down, out of nowhere comes a strange and pretty sound. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. If you listen, you can hear it in the breeze, especially when the breeze is drifting through the trees. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. The murmuring waters sing the song. The echoing mountains hum along. The whispering valleys fill the air with a whistling tune our hearts can share. It's so wonderful to walk beneath the moon, listening to Mother Nature's favorite tune. A whistling tune for walking in the night. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night.
kissing cousins, kissing's allowed, cause we're proud to be cousins. What's a little teasing, hugging and squeezing between us cousins? Oh, it's so great to be one big family, and we show it, yes, we show it. You see, we never feel we're a happy brood. Folks all know it, yes, they know it. Cousins, kissing cousins. What if we wrestle and we mess up? We're just cousins. Cousins, kissing cousins. Cousins, kissing cousins.
That's another one of those songs you just don't hear every day.
Yeah, that was a different version there.
Yeah.
Good
well,
job,
that's
honey.
The movie version, yeah. Do you prefer that one or the big ending song in the movie, Kissing Cousins, the one we all know? Well, I've got a guy.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I like, yeah, no, I think I like the movie, movie
that's
version.
That's
what
everyone
yeah.
knows, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all have our favorites, don't we? We all
yeah,
love
exactly.
our Elvis, no matter what, where you
yes,
come from. Everyone's
sir.
Got an opinion and their favorite this and that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, coming up after this break, I've been talking about this. We're going to do it. We're going to talk about Elvis and hot dogs. Now, what does he mean? Well, you just got to stick around and find out.
I have never heard of Elvis eating hot dogs,
well,
so this will be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. It's after this.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Hey TL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Baby.
talk hot dogs, TL.
Yes, tell me.
Got this from Yahoo.com.
Okay, Yahoo.
The Florida hot dog stand that Elvis visited and it still draws crowds today.
Really?
Okay. In 1961, the Big E was in Florida filming Follow That Dream.
Of course he was.
Lots of things happened on that movie set. That Tom Petty, that whole story. Now hot dogs. All right, anyway.
What next?
They were filming scenes along the Gulf Coast, northwest of Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And in that area stood a little town called Brooksville.
Mm.
And in that little town was a little hot dog stand called Coney Island Drive-In.
Oh. Huh.
It was only a 1 year old in 1961 when Elvis visited.
Uh-huh.
The foot-long hot dog meal was so popular after Elvis ate one... And the slogan became, Where Elvis Ate. That's how they promoted the restaurant or the little facility there.
Really?
Elvis ate there 2 times while filming, and he really, really loved the hot dogs.
I didn't even know he was a hot dog lover. Hmm.
Now they sell T-shirts to this day with the slogan on it that I just mentioned, Elvis Ate Here, and other memorabilia. There's an Elvis corner inside. Packed with pictures and Elvis memorabilia.
Did they? So there's photos of him eating there?
Yeah. Oh. And TripAdvisor does note, a long line is to be expected because it's a popular place.
Wow.
Mostly because of Elvis Presley loving their wieners.
Oh,
what do you think?
Daniel.
What? Loving their hot dogs.
Yeah,
you got
a
dirty mind, you.
Oh yes, I know it's true. The more you fall in love, the more your heart can break in two.
Big love, big heartache.
Now that you've said goodbye, for every tender kiss, I count the tears I cry. I gave my heart and soul, all the love I knew. Oh, how much it hurts me now to know that we are through.
Big love, big heartache.
I'll always feel this way. My arms will be so empty. Return someday and say your love. Yes, your big love will be here to stay. Until then,
big love, big heartache, big love, big heartache.
Your love. Yes, your big love will be here to stay.
I'm proud of the way that I was brought up to believe and to treat people and have respect for people. And when I am pushed to a certain point, I have a very bad temper. But that doesn't happen very often. Of course, everybody has a temper. And then I don't like myself later.
I'm riding the rainbow, hitting the highway to happiness. Oh yes, I'm looking to find someone who's meant to be mine.
I'm living to love.
I'm living to love.
And loving to live.
I've got a heart.
I've got a heart.
I'm longing to give.
I'm riding the rainbow. I'll follow my star
to where you are. I'm riding the rainbow, heading for heaven and happiness. I guess somebody somewhere someday will teach me to care.
But being alone,
don't bother me.
I'm going
It's fun to be free.
Tell you what to do. They think they know more than you. They insist that they're giving sound advice, but as sure as you're living, it ain't sound, it ain't nice. It just doesn't sound like sound advice. Some folks like to be the boss. They get up on their high horse. Oh, they say that you're getting sound advice. There's one thing I'm betting, it ain't wise, it ain't nice. You won't like the sound of their advice. Sound advice we're giving, sound advice. Just as sure as you're living, if you're smart, you'll think twice when they start to sound off with advice. Sound advice we're giving, sound advice. Just as sure as you're living, if you're smart, you'll think twice when they start to sound off with advice. Don't listen to their sound advice.
Do you have any sound advice for our friends that's listening out there? Or to
My
me, anybody?
Sound advice,
yes,
to you is to keep playing Elvis, please.
Oh, okay. I can take a hint.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
I almost got her out. She sings along a lot of times, folks, and sometimes I try to sneak the mic on and catch her.
Oh, you weren't fast enough.
I know. Next time, I'm going to get you one of these times, and the whole world's going to hear you sing.
I don't know. It's been 8 years, and you haven't got me yet.
Well, I hate to do it, folks, but we got to say goodbye to you. But before we officially do all that, you know, we're going to let TL say something to you. And I'm going to say those words that TL always says with me. which just gives you hope for next week. But before that, TL, any closing words for our friends?
You know what? I just love you guys. I say this every week. I don't know how many times now in the last 8 years I've told you I love you, but surely you know by now. But, you know, Elvis World, we are family. It's always been that way since I was a little girl. I remember having a pen pal in California, how special that was.
Yeah.
And then I was old enough to get to Memphis and make some longtime friends that I still have to this day. So I love you. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back next week.
You did it without me. Well, that's not nice. You stole my line. See you next week, everybody.
I went and bought myself a ticket, and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain, but then when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow. Is on a toe. She let her hair down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did her special number on a zebra skin, I thought she stopped the show. Singing, yeah. Somersault, and when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience, and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, said in Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Yeah. Let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. We got 7 kids and all day long they crawl around the floor.
Bad boy of rock.
It starts to get tense about this time.
Better than ever. Elvis.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.